at KVGC News Time. Now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, as of 11:59 tonight, Amador County and the greater Sacramento region will be under a stay-at-home order. Last week, the state health officer signed a regional stay-at-home order for regions with less than 15% intensive care unit capacity. Yesterday, the ICU capacity for the greater Sacramento region, which includes Amador County, dropped below this threshold to 14.3%, activating the regional stay-at-home order. The order will be in effect for a minimum of 3 weeks, which should take us to the end of the year. New hospital admissions continue to escalate, with current projections estimating that without additional intervention to slow the spread of COVID-19, the number of available ICU beds within the state will be at capacity by mid-December. In addition to the purple tier restrictions, which are already in effect in Amador County, the following will change under this order. Retail can open at 20% capacity. Hotels and lodging open only for critical infrastructure support. Restaurants open for takeout and pickup only. Wineries closed except for retail and production. Salons and barbershops must be closed. Personal care services also closed. Now, again, there are a number of other areas that have been covered by the purple tier restrictions. So, again, look at those. Now, the region stay-at-home order temporarily restricts all non-essential travel statewide, but also allows access to and travel for critical services, and allows outdoor activities to preserve California's physical and mental health. In fact, playgrounds will be open under this new order as well. Amador Public Health urges the community to stay at home as much as possible, though. Practice consistent prevention measures to help limit the spread of COVID-19. Wear face coverings, practice social distancing, and ensure frequent hand hygiene. Avoid mixing with others outside of your household, and if you've been directed to isolate or quarantine, please follow all instructions. More information on the order and regional ICU capacity is updated daily on the state website, covid19.ca.gov.
Well, by early next week, Governor Newsom anticipates the first 327,000 doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in California. He says the initial doses should arrive around the 15th. We'll go to the high-risk healthcare workers, and the state is finalizing its plan for an equitable distribution. Newsom predicts the FDA approval for the Pfizer vaccine will be announced today. Meanwhile, he believes the Moderna vaccine will be approved, quote, a week or so later. Now, between the two, the state is planning for 2.16 million doses to arrive in the state before the end of the month. Two doses are required per person receiving the vaccine, so just over a million people can expect to receive early doses. Healthcare workers are broken down into multiple tiers. The top priority, acute care facilities, psychiatric facilities, correctional hospitals, skilled nursing, assisted living, paramedics, EMTs, and dialysis centers. The state anticipates more of a mass distribution in March or April.
Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan reminding property owners that you have until 5 p.m. today to make the first installment of your annual secured property taxes for the 2020-2021 fiscal year. Now, the first installment of secured property taxes are due and payable on November 1st, but they will become delinquent if not paid by 5 p.m. tonight. A 10% delinquent penalty will be added. Now, Ryan tells us that payments may be made by mail but must be postmarked by today in order to avoid the late penalty. Now, again, the tax collector's office is closed to the public. They are open, but it's closed to the public, so don't expect to do any payments in person. For additional information, please contact the tax collector's office today, 223-6364.
And the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, recommending the public refrain from visits during the high usage time to help limit COVID spread. Now, Bureau officials say they're also evaluating the need to close some developed campgrounds in accordance with the state's recent regional stay-at-home order. Visitors continue using trails and open spaces while following recommendations from CDC and local, state, and public health authorities. Oh, let's see. They also ask visitors to, quote, limit any group activities to members of your household at all times, maintain a distance of 6 feet or more from people outside your house, wear a mask when social distancing is not possible. Now, additionally, some visitor services may be limited due to closures and staff safety. BLM advises visitors, plan ahead, bring your own supplies, such as disinfecting wipes, hand sanitizers, and toilet paper. Always pack out your trash and reduce the handling of cash by paying rec fees online or with check. For more info on the status of rec and visitor services, visit the BLM online.
And maintenance work will close Party Dam Road in Calaveras and Amador counties today. East Bay Municipal Utility District is closing the road, starting at the south gate at the Campo Seco Road intersection in Calaveras County, and the closure will stretch to the north gate at Stony Creek Road here in Amador County. The work will run today until 3:30 this afternoon. Party Lake Recreation Area will remain open and is accessible via Stony Creek Road.
And Vitalant holding another community veterans blood drive, this time in Ione. This Monday, the Ione Evelyn Bishop Hall from 1:30 to 5:30. This Monday, again, at Evelyn Bishop Hall, you can give blood, but also the blood will be tested for COVID-19 antibodies, so you will know if you have had the virus. Now, donors are required to wear a mask or face covering, adhere to all social distancing and COVID requirements, bring a photo ID, eat well, drink plenty of water. For more info, visit vitalant.org. And again, that is the Ione Veterans Community Blood Drive, brought to you by Vitalant, this coming Monday, 1:30 to 5:30 at Evelyn Bishop Hall.
And the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for the central Sierra Nevada from this evening through Friday morning. West to northwest winds ranging from 15 to 25 miles an hour are expected, with gusts ranging from 35 to 40 miles an hour. The stronger winds will occur over the higher elevations of the Sierras. Poor nighttime humidity recovery of 15 to 30% is likely, with minimum humidity of only 8 to 15%. Now, the combination of gusty winds and low humidity can cause fire to rapidly grow in size and intensify before first responders can contain them. Any fires that do develop will likely spread rapidly. The full duration of the dangerous fire conditions is expected to last anywhere from 6 to 12 hours. Again, that is in the central Sierras from this evening through Friday. And again, we want to remind you that the Top Cop Challenge leadership recently paid a visit to the Amador Sheriff's Office. Founder Joe Dirks and member Under Sheriff Gary Redman met at the Sheriff's Office to present a $1,000 check to the Community Assistance Program earlier this week. Now, the timing of the donation could not have been any better, with the Amador County Sheriff's Office toy drive scheduled for December 19th. With so many families in need this year, the donated funds will go to buy toys to make the holidays a bit brighter for children in our community. Sheriff's Office thanks the Top Cop Challenge for their ongoing support and concern for our community.
You better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa.
Oh, that's right, it's time for the Jackson Fire Department's annual Santa Patrol. This year, to comply with the current COVID guidelines, Santa will not get off his sleigh to hand out candy canes, and the fire department will not collect food donations while on patrol. Instead, they're encouraging you to continue supporting the Interfaith Food Bank of Amador County. Take your donations to your nearest Jackson Fire Station. This year, Santa will visit for 2 days. Friday, the 18th, 5:30, he'll visit the high school hill area, Hoffman, Argonaut Heights, and Westview. Saturday, starting at 3:30, Santa will visit North Main, New York Ranch, French Bar, Broadway, Clinton, and Terrace View.
better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
And that wraps up a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website at kvgcradio.com.